listening to 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. We are live here at Worcester State University for the Final Four in Division III. Tonight it's the Pittsfield Generals taking on the old Rochester Bulldogs. I'm Bob Heck here with you on WTBR, and this should be an exciting one. Of course, Pittsfield High, this is their first Final Four appearance since 1973. This is the second straight Final Four for old Rochester. Steve Carvalho, Bulldogs coach, 19th season, and he won the Mass Basketball Coaches Association Coach of the Year Award last year. Pittsfield comes into this one with 13 straight victories. Old Rochester comes into this one with 12 straight victories. So something is going to have to give tonight, and only one of these teams can move on to the state championship Saturday. Well, we assume it's going to be Saturday. It could be Sunday. It could even be Friday night, but it probably won't be. We just won't know until probably Wednesday when they get the Taconic game in, and Taconic's going to play Charlestown. And that will be coming up on Wednesday. We'll have that game here also on WTBR. I want to thank Greylock Federal Credit Union. Their generosity in sponsoring this game has allowed us to make the trip out here to Worcester to cover this game for you. We're going to send things down to the floor for introductions. In just a moment. Oh, there we go.
Good evening and welcome to the Diffus Wellness Center on the campus of Worcester State University. For this evening's MIAA semifinal Division III boys basketball matchup between the number 2-seeded Bulldogs of Old Rochester and the Lynx School throughout the event. Finally, all spectators should remain off the court at all times. Before we introduce this evening's starting lineups, if you are able, please rise as we sing the national anthem, the junior from Pittsfield High School, James Ryan.
Bananas in here. Very good crowd. Here's the starting lineups.
The starters with the
I don't even know how much of that you made out. We are right between the student sections of Pittsfield High and Old Rochester. Both teams traveled well out here to Worcester. And we're just about set for action. We are high atop Worcester State University. We are perched on the track above the basketball court. Right in front of us is the back row. And probably about 20 feet down is where the floor is from where I stand here at Worcester State University. Winner of this game goes on to the state championship game, likely either Saturday or Sunday in Lowell. Taconic plays Charlestown here in the other Division III semifinal. That is coming up on Wednesday. If Pittsfield and Taconic win, we will have an all-Pittsfield state final. Of course, Taconic, the defending state Division V state champion. Pittsfield still looking for their first state title. It is going to be Arienti and Bazanson. Shepherdson comes away with the tip inside. Kick back out. Arienti off his hands. It's going to be Bulldog basketball. The Bulldogs will full court press. Pittsfield sometimes does, sometimes doesn't. And they will pop a three-pointer at any time. Play inside, up, no good. Malachi Perry comes away with the rebound for the Generals. Generals in their black uniforms with the purple letters. Deshaun Brown for three. Bulldogs in their white jerseys. Three on the other side. That's good. Zach Moreno. All square at three apiece. 7:09 to go here in the first quarter. Kick back to Shepherdson. Shepherdson behind the three-point line. 2-3 defense for the Bulldogs. Brown moves inside. Spins. Fires. Didn't go down. Bulldogs come away with it. Gavin Martin with the basketball. He's going to drive into the paint. Puts it up, left-hand runner. That is good. Perry gets around everybody, moves inside, puts it up. He will go to the free throw line for a pair. That is going to be on Robert Spinard, number 15 for the Bulldogs. He had 14 points in the first quarter of the game against Dover Shearborn and helped put that one away early. Malachi Perry, of course, had 25 in the game against Medfield, 15 of them in the fourth quarter, and he makes a free throw here. We've been harping all season about how the free throw shooting might be what undoes the Generals, but they've been good lately. In and out, no good, my bad. John Butler comes away with the rebound. Butler across midcourt. He tries to drive inside. He puts up the jumper. No good. And Brennan comes away with the rebound for the Generals. 5-4, Old Rochester with the lead. Mekhi Shepherdson for the Generals with the basketball. Brown, Brennan in the corner. He gets rejected. And it is saved, and the Bulldogs come away with it. Great play there by Old Rochester. Here comes Martin. Good pass inside and in as Chase Bazanson puts it down. Now Old Rochester bringing that full court pressure. Shepherdson. That's nearly knocked away. It's knocked out of bounds by Zach Moreno, but it'll stay with the Generals. 7-4 Old Rochester with the lead. 5:56 to go here in the first quarter. Pittsfield working from right to left. Shepherdson gets across midcourt. Now he drives into the paint through two players. Up and in. Great play by Mekhi Shepherdson. It's 7-6 Old Rochester. Gavin Martin, the point guard for the Bulldogs, calling out the play. This place is electric. Moves inside, kicked into the corner. Very good three-pointing shooting team is the Bulldogs, but they'll get you inside too. Good pass inside, up and in. 5 for Zach Moreno. It is a 9-6 game. There's a steal off the pressure, and Moreno puts it in again. The full court pressure pays off for Old Rochester. They have an 11-6 lead. They haven't faced a defense like this yet all season. John Butler puts it up and in. And we'll see if Coach Edgerton takes a timeout here. He will not. 13-6. It's a 6-0 run for Old Rochester. Brown to Shepherdson. Around the top of the key. Brown tries the long three. In and out, no good. And Spinard comes down with the rebound for Old Rochester. Chance to make it an 8 or a 9-0 run now. Inside. Great pass up and too strong. No good, but they call a foul. And that will be on Patrick Brennan. They'll call it a shooting foul. So that will send Besanson to the free throw line for two. Comes up well short on the first. .429 to go here in the first quarter. 13-6, Old Rochester with the lead. As the Pittsfield fans get fired up, that comes up short as well. Battle for the rebounds, and Old Rochester comes away with it. They certainly seem to have the size advantage. Long three, Spinard, no good. Perry pulls down the rebound, gets it off to Shepherdson quickly. Brown across midcourt. He drives into the paint. Good move inside, but too strong off the backboard. And he's going to pick up a foul. Second team foul, first for Brown. Got a break there with two missed free throws. Couldn't convert on the other side. 13-6, Old Rochester with the lead. 4 minutes to go here in the first. They've got the basketball. Gavin Martin across midcourt. Moreno tries to move inside. Loses the basketball. And it will be general basketball. Still against that pressure, Brown up to Malachi Perry across midcourt. Perry drive to the basket, gets pushed to the side. Shepherdson tries the three, he makes the three. .336 to go, 13-9. Three ball the other way, that's good for Zach Moreno. He's already got 10 in this ball game, 16-9. Shepherdson moves inside, puts it up off the glass, no good. And Malachi Perry cleans it up off the glass and puts it home. 5-point lead for Old Rochester. Generals can't seem to get a stop yet. Kick down low, turns, baseline, kick back out, swung along the perimeter. 3-pointer is up and no good, missed everything. And a foul there, that's going to be on Arianti. They're getting boxed out on the rebounds early. So that'll send Besanson back to the free throw line. He's 0 for 2 so far. Got a lucky bounce there. 17-11, Old Rochester with the lead. 2:59 to go in the first quarter. That is no good. Lost it out of bounds. Old Rochester's been dominant on the boards on both ends of this, both sides so far. We've said all season Pittsfield's defense is their best offense when they can get into fast breaks. They haven't been able to get into fast breaks, and they've been dealing with this full court press, which they've done an okay job with so far. Brown tries to drive. He gets shut down by the 2-3. Kicked out to Shepherdson. Shepherdson calls out the play just in front of the Lancer sword at midcourt. Kicked into the corner. Brown. Pass to Perry. Perry's going to drive, and he's going to get hit by Spinard. That goes up no good. Perry looking for a foul that he's not going to get. Butler. Spinard loses the handle, but it bounces back to Moreno. Moreno kicks, deals, foul. Well, I don't know who they called that on, but Perry was pretty upset about it. That's going to be number two on Arienti. That was Pittsfield's last foul to give here in the first quarter. And it'll send Besanson back to the free throw line. Makes the first. And we're going to see some changes. Brewan Thompson and Prosper Ezan. Sanson makes the second. Thompson's been a beast on defense off the bench for the Generals. Brown. Thompson kicked into the corner for Perry. Perry's going to try and drive, and it is knocked away by Moreno. We've talked about Pittsfield's active hands on defense. Well, the Bulldogs might be out active handsing him right now. Shepherdson dealing with two people. Now kick back out. Defense has been strong. Perry at the free throw line. Now drives inside. Kicks back out to Shepherdson, who's going to try and drive. He gets shut down. Somehow gets it off. No good. Perry gets the rebound. Three on the shot clock. And Ezan finishes it just before the buzzer goes off. 19-13. Old Rochester with the lead. 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Spinard. Shot is up and in. They are great from outside. John Butler, he's got four. 21-13. Pittsfield defense has not been getting it done so far. Brown tries the long three. Off the front iron, no good. And Besanson pulls down the rebound. Sorry, that's John Butler. Butler moves inside, puts it up off the glass and in. Under a minute to go. And Pittsfield is going to take a timeout as the crowd goes wild for Old Rochester. Old Rochester 23, Pittsfield 13. 56 seconds to go here in the first quarter. We'll be back here on 89.7 WTBR. Now a word from Greylock Federal Credit Union, a generous underwriter for this broadcast.
Let's take a moment to talk about your wellness. Financial wellness, that is.
Deposit a portion of your everyday paycheck directly into your savings account. Set it and forget it and watch your money grow.
When shopping, grab a basket instead of a cart to avoid impulse buys. Or even better, write a shopping list and stick to it.
This money hack brought to you by your neighbors at Greylock Federal Credit Union. All financial education and coaching resources are free and open to the public. Greylock Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Been all Old Rochester in the last few minutes or so. They have a 23-13 lead. Pittsfield takes their first time out. Try and stop the bleeding a little bit. They'll have the basketball 56 seconds to go. They're going to look for a 2-for-1 here. But they've been out-hustled by Old Rochester so far. Shepherdson, top of the key. Worked inside. Tried to get it into Perry. Perry. There's a whistle. And that'll be the first foul on Chase Besanson. They could have called a charge on that. But it'll be Pittsfield basketball underneath their own bucket. Fresh shot clock for the Generals. Kicked into the corner. For Brown. Still could go for that 2-for-1 if they put it up now. Top of the key. Into Perry. Waits for the great play. Perry's going to try and take over this game like he did against Medfield with 15 points in the fourth quarter. Generals within eight. There's a steal. Brown. Off to Shepherdson. Shepherdson gets fouled and will go to the free throw line. And that is going to be on John Butler. So Shepherdson to the free throw line. Clock stopped. A chance to take up, pick up 2 points. Oh, it's off the front iron. No good. In and out, no good. Missed them both. Butler, 5-4, into the corner for three. Comes up short. Besanson grabbed the rebound at the buzzer and put it home. 25-15. Old Rochester with the lead. We'll be back with the second quarter coming up next here on PCTV Sports on WTBR-FM.
Let's take a moment to talk about your wellness. Financial wellness, that is.
Start saving early. Even if it is $5 a week, setting aside money on a regular basis builds the habit of saving.
Just because you have a coupon doesn't mean you need to buy it now.
This money hack brought to you by your neighbors at Greylock Federal Credit Union. All financial education and coaching resources are free and open to the public. Greylock Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Well, a four-point swing at the end of the first quarter. Malachi Perry misses two free throws. And down the other end, Chase Besanson grabs a rebound and puts it home just as the time expires. Pittsfield finds himself in a 10-point hole after one quarter. So they'll need to figure something out in the second quarter. Old Rochester outplaying them defensively, which is the first time I think we've been able to say that all season with the Pittsfield Generals. Be Bulldog basketball. Finn Kavanaugh into the game. He'll inbound. And away we go. Pittsfield's finally bringing some pressure of their own. They are able to get across midcourt. Martin. Butler fires the three ball. In and out, no good. Perry pulls down the rebound, moving quickly. Gets through the pressure. Now he's going to try and go all the way to the basket. He comes up short. Thinks he should have gotten a rebound there, but big full-time, full-court pressure now from Pittsfield. Moreno, who had a huge first quarter, kicked into the corner, wide open look at a three. And that is no good. Generals coming the other way. Brown to Shepard, to Perry. Brown just outside the midcourt circle. Into Perry at the free throw line. Perry tries to drive. He gets fouled. And that will be on Spinard, his second. So we'll see what Steve Carvalho does. Bernard held scoreless in the first quarter. And he's a guy that can beat you inside and outside. They'll bring Chase Besanson back in with 7 points already in this game. Still after the foul, General basketball. Shepardson resetting. Over to Brown. Now Thompson. Brown fakes the three. Now has an open look at it. Off the glass, no good. Battle for the rebound goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with Pittsfield. Break for the Generals. It went out off of John Butler. Gets it. Oh, Perry tried the alley-oop. He couldn't get it to go down. Quickly the other way. A foul on Thompson. So Moreno will go to the free throw line. So they tried that same play that they did on that inbound pass where they tried to alley-oop to Perry. Perry had it. Perry had the ups to get there. He just didn't have the basketball when he came down. Patrick Brennan going to check into the game. Moreno makes the first free throw. He has 11 in this game. Make it 12. 27-15. Generals trying to get through that full court pressure. Brennan. Perry moves inside, kick back out to Shepherdson. Brennan's going to try the three ball. He's going to make the three ball. Patrick Brennan, who had 17 in the game against Medfield, gets his first points. Fakes the three, now moves inside. Battle inside for the basketball. Old Rochester comes away with it. Kavanaugh tries the three. Brennan comes away with the rebound. Shepherdson into the paint. Puts it up. No, it doesn't go. Martin pulls down the rebound. He's moving quickly. He gets across midcourt. Goes behind the back. Drives into the paint. Behind the back pass up and in. Bezanson was the beneficiary of the behind the back pass. Pretty play. And a near steal there. Brennan, that was nearly taken away. Old Rochester just so fast on offense and defense. Perry tries the three ball. And it is no good. Martin pulls down the rebounds. So many options for the Bulldogs. That layup comes up short. Brown gets dragged from behind. He'll go to the free throw line for two, but Finn Kavanaugh came back to prevent the easy lay-in. Team second here in the second quarter. So to send Brown to the free throw line for a pair. Pittsfield one of three from the free throw line. And he misses the first. In and out, no good. 1 for 6 from the free throw line for the Generals so far. They trail by 11. Martin, long three. Off the back iron, no good. Another offensive rebound for the Bulldogs. Butler tries to work through. Brown puts up the three ball. That's no good. Another offensive rebound for the Bulldogs. Martin, he drives baseline, gets... Did they call that on Perry, or did they call that on the... They did call the charge on Martin. Team third, 4:51 to go here in the second quarter. They'll have one more to give. Old Rochester will. 29-18. Old Rochester with the lead. Perry calling out the play. Kyle Cardoso in the game. Brennan, Shepherdson, top of the key. Perry, he's going to drive inside. He's going to put it up. He's going to get fouled. It doesn't go down, though. And that'll be on John Butler. Last foul to give for Old Rochester here in the second quarter. We'll send Perry back to the free throw line. He's the only one to make one. He's one of two. The team is one of six. Make it one of seven. Bernard going to check back into the game for Old Rochester. He has two fouls. The Bulldog crowd barking at Malachi Perry. And that's back iron. It had been a storyline all season, but it had improved earlier. The last few games, the free throw shooting, but it has been wretched tonight. They're 1 of 8. Old Rochester got the rebound. Spinard, jumper, comes up short. But an offensive rebound goes off the hands of Bezanson. Pittsfield has had breaks. They haven't taken advantage of them. 29-18, Generals trail by 11 with the basketball. Brennan for three in the corner. That missed everything. Turnover. Cardoso. He's going to go to the free throw line. Old Rochester fans thought that was a charge. Things get a little bit interesting, though, now because you've got three starters, Butler, Spinard, and Martin, with two fouls with 3:59 to go here in the second quarter. Steve Carvalho is incensed on the sideline. Incensed. Cardoso comes up short. One of nine from the free throw line of the Generals. Cardoso, the second shot. That's no good. Generals one of 10 from the free throw line. Zach Moreno goes behind the back. Spinard thought about the three. Mendes goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Old Rochester. Cardoso made a good play to knock it out of bounds and make the Bulldogs inbound. 3:46 to go here in the second quarter. 29-18. Old Rochester with the lead. Pittsfield one of 10 from the free throw line. Moreno to Spinard. Spinard's going to drive on Brennan. Puts up the shot left-handed. No good. Perry pulls down the rebound. Perry drives. Loses the basketball. Gets it back. Kicks down to Shepherdson. Shepherdson in the paint. Now it's kicked back out to the paint. Brown corner three. No. Cardoso pulls down the rebound. Kicked out to Brennan. He's going to try it. He makes it. Six for Patrick Brennan, 29-21 the score. 3 minutes to go. And Shepherdson picks up a bad foul at midcourt. Only his first, though, in team second, so it's not that bad. But when you're in a situation where you're probably going to have to play really aggressive in the second half, you don't want to give any reason for the official to call one at midcourt. Moreno. Shepherdson in front of him. Top of the key. Now he tries to drive. Kick back to Spinard. He's going to go into the paint. He turns around. He fires. He misses. Brennan pulls down the rebound. And here come the Generals the other way. Old Rochester backing off their full court pressure. Shepherdson behind the back outside the perimeter. Perry, he's going to drive inside. Pretty move. Can't get it to fall. Moreno picks up the rebound for Old Rochester. 2:30 and counting to go. Spinard thought about it. Stripped by Brown, but they get it back. Moreno inside, puts it up and in. 14 for Zach Moreno. Quickly up to Brown. Brown kicks it back to Shepherdson. Shepherdson holding, now driving. Into the paint, puts it up, no good. Brennan tries the three ball. In and out, no good. That goes out of bounds, it's going to stay with Pittsfield. If Pittsfield can make some free throws, or make more jumpers in the paint, they'd be in much better shape, but it hasn't happened yet. Kick back. Inside, up and in for Kyle Cardoso, his first points of the game. Generals within eight. They need a stop. Martin. Moreno, who's been killing the Generals so far. He goes around Shepherdson, kicks into the corner. Top of the key three. That's no good by Martin. Nunu comes away with the rebound. He passes off to Perry. Perry moves inside, puts it up and in, and he'll go to the free throw line. Malachi Perry. That'll be the second foul on Finn Kavanaugh. Buck 26 to go here in the second. Generals will be shooting free throws the rest of the way, which maybe good news or bad news. Perry trying to complete the three-point play. Makes that one. They needed that one. Generals 2 of 11 from the free throw line. But they're within five. Old Rochester is led by as many as 12 in this game. Gavin Martin. Worked inside. That's taken away by Perry. Knocked back to Brennan. Brennan, top of the key, fires the three. In and out, no good. Nunu came from nowhere. He couldn't grab the rebound as John Butler comes away with it. A minute to go here in the second quarter. Bezanson tried to get it down low. Does get it down low. Defend Kavanaugh as he puts it home. 45 seconds to go in the first half. 7-point lead for Old Rochester. Better second quarter for the Generals, particularly the second half of it, as Shepherdson moves inside and puts it in. This happens a lot with Pittsfield. They struggle with someone's defensive set if they're not getting the fast breaks. Sometime late in the second quarter, they figure it out and into the second half. Gavin Martin, top of the key, kick back. Shot clock off, so Old Rochester can hold it. Butler moves inside, puts it up and in, and he's going to go to the free throw line. 8 for Butler. Let's see who they called that on. I believe it's Cardoso. It is the first on Cardoso. So only Marcelo Oriente with more than one foul. He has 2. So they've distributed the fouls well. Butler makes it. 3-point play. And referees weren't ready for that inbound pass, so we'll try it again. Back out to an 8-point lead, 13.3 seconds to go. Shepherdson calling out the play. 10 seconds. Shepherdson top of the key. Drives, kicks back to Brown. Brown, long three. Off the front iron, no good. Still time for Old Rochester. Perry at the buzzer. That's going to be too late. We are at halftime, 36-28, Old Rochester with the lead. But Pittsfield clawed back into it. They were down 10 at the half, so a little improved performance there. And we'll be back in just a little bit. We're going to take a PSA break and play a couple of songs. PSA sponsored by Greylock Federal Credit Union, who generously donated, underwritten this broadcast to allow us to come out here and cover this ball game for you here on 89.7 WTBR FM.
Let's take a moment to talk about your wellness, financial wellness, that is. Plan your meals out in advance and shop for the week. This will deter you from spending more than you planned.
Pay yourself first. Think of your savings like a bill you pay monthly. This way you can be ready when life happens.
This money hack brought to you by your neighbors at Greylock Federal Credit Union. All financial education and coaching resources are free and open to the public. Greylock Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield. We are here at Worcester State University. It is halftime, 36-28, Old Rochester with the lead. And Zach Moreno has led the way for Old Rochester. He's got 14 points. The big story is the free throw shooting. It's been a story with the Generals all season long. The last few games throughout the playoffs, they've been significantly better from the free throw line, but it has reared his ugly head tonight again. They are just 2 of 11 from the free throw line. They're having issues in the paint as well, but they just... It improved in the second quarter, particularly in the second half of the second quarter. They let Old Rochester get a bucket at the end to make it an 8-point game, but they had it to within 5. They trailed by as many as 12 in this game, but they trail by 8 right now. So Zach Moreno, he's got 14 points for the Old Rochester Bulldogs, 9 apiece for Chase Bezanson and John Butler. Gavin Martin has 2 points, and Finn Kavanaugh 2 points off the bench for Old Rochester. On the Pittsfield side of the ledger, 8 points for Malachi Perry, 7 for Makai Shepherdson, only 3 for Deshaun Brown, 6 for Patrick Brennan, Two for Kyle Cardosa, two for Prosper Azan. And that's the scoring as Old Rochester makes their way back onto the floor for the second half. And Shepherdson 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Brown 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Cardoso 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Perry 2 for 5 from the free throw line. So that gets you to the 2 for 11. And on the flip side, Old Rochester 6 of 9 from the free throw line. So 36-28, Old Rochester with the lead. The full court pressure was effective in the first quarter for Old Rochester. They backed off of it. And again, we talked towards the end of the first half that, you know, Pittsfield sometimes struggles with opponents' defensive sets early in the game. They're much more comfortable on the fast break. But once the game moves on and gets later in the game, Pittsfield gets more comfortable working through a defense. So we'll see how that goes. We're at halftime. We're about a minute away from tip-off. So we're going to hear one more message from our friends over at Greylock Federal Credit Union, who's generously underwrote this game to allow us to bring it to you here at Worcester State. So let's hear a financial tip from our friends at Greylock Federal Credit Union.
Let's take a moment to talk about your wellness. Financial wellness, that is. Contact your heating and electric companies to see if you can budget your spending. This way you are paying the same amount for most of the year and are not caught off guard with large heating and energy bills.
Plan your meals out in advance and shop for the week. This will deter you from spending more than you planned.
This money hack brought to you by your neighbors at Greylock Federal Credit Union. All financial education and coaching resources are free and open to the public. Greylock Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
All right, we are getting ready to tip off the second half here at Worcester State. 16 minutes away from declaring someone into the state finals. The game will either be Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. If one of the Pittsfield teams get into it, more likely Saturday or Sunday. If it goes Old Rochester and Charlestown, it may be a Friday night game because those two schools are closer to Boston. Although Old Rochester and Massapoit, Massachusetts, I'm not sure how far down the Cape that is. All right, somebody lost a set of keys. Hopefully that situation will be rectified. But it's Pittsfield General Basketball to kick off the second quarter, or second half, I should say. Third quarter, Brennan in the corner. They're playing him tighter now. Shepherdson. Top of the key, swung around to Brennan. He thought about the three, now he moves inside. He gets shut down by the 2-3 defense. Shepherdson kicks over. Long three for Nunu, in and out, no good. And it is John Butler pulling down the rebounds. Gavin Martin across midcourt. I'd like to see Pittsfield bring a full court pressure for a little bit. Spinard. Knocked away. What a block. Generals with the basketball. Brennan. That's intercepted. Lazy pass. And here comes Moreno. Just Brown to beat. And Brown fouls him, and Moreno will go to the free throw line. Not the start the Generals were looking for here in the second half. So Brown picks up his second foul. And he makes it. 17 for Zach Moreno. Now they're bringing back that full court pressure again. He's got to get across midcourt. He does just in time to avoid the 10-second violation. Under seven to go here in the third quarter. Pittsfield trails by 11. Worked inside. Perry battles for it. On the floor. Old Rochester comes away with it. Martin. Up to Butler. Butler top of the key trying to drive inside to Spinard. Long pass over to Martin. Martin, left hand, drives inside, puts it off the glass and in. Pretty move by Gavin Martin. He's got 4 points in this game. That's nearly intercepted. And that is intercepted by Old Rochester. Full court pressure pays off again. Long three off the glass, no good. And a foul. That'll be on Brennan. No, it won't. It's going to be on Perry, his first. So they'll send Butler to the free throw line for two. He's one for one so far. Makes the first. Brennan going to come out. Breon Thompson going to come back in for the Generals. Butler makes them both. Old Rochester opens up with a 7-0 run here in the third quarter. They lead 43-28. Perry inside, puts it up off the glass. That's no good. Spinard battles for the rebound. Brown, the smallest one out there, gets it. Kicked into the corner. Thompson. Perry puts it up off the glass and in. 10 for Perry. That puts an end to a 7-0 run for Old Rochester. Pittsfield within 13, three-pointer from the corner. That's no good. Perry pulls down that rebound, moving quickly. He's going to kick it over to Brown, baseline. Brown had an open look in the corner if he got it there, but he got... But Perry makes a big move inside, and he says something to Spinard. Oh, and there's a push. Oh, you can't do that. So it looks like we're going to have a technical foul against Spinard. Perry is really upset. Malachi Perry is really upset. Perry said something to Spinard. Spinard said something back to Perry, and Perry gave Spinard a shove. Perry's not out of the game, but he's being escorted out by Jerome Edgerton just to calm him down. I don't know what Spinard said, but it was something. As the first technical by Moreno's no good. But Malachi Perry went from 0 to 100 in a second. Moreno makes one of two, 12-point game. Cardoso comes in for Perry. Long three, that's no good. Rebounds, goes out of bounds. They're going to keep it with Old Rochester. They calm Perry down. And, you know, we've seen all season, Malachi Perry is a very emotional player. And Jerome Edgerton there, as that ball is shot up, and that's no good. Another offensive rebound, that gets knocked out of bounds. It's going to be general basketball. And Pittsfield's going to take a timeout. I give Jerome Edgerton all the credit in the world for what he just did with Malachi Perry there. Let's get another financial tip from our gracious underwriter, Greylock Federal Credit Union.
Let's take a moment to talk about your wellness. Financial wellness, that is.
Go through the process of making a monthly budget. Even if it's not perfect, it's good to be aware of your financial health.
When shopping for insurance, ask your agent to shop around for you and see if you can bundle your policies.
This money hack brought to you by your neighbors at Greylock Federal Credit Union. All financial education and coaching resources are free and open to the public. Greylock Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Pittsfield off their second timeout. We'll see if Perry comes back into the game. They're going to keep him off the floor for a little while longer. So Perry has two fouls, one technical. General basketball, they trail by 12.
Shepherdson gets fouled. And that's a foul. That's a bad foul because that's Gavin Martin's third foul, well away from the basket. Shepherdson. Pittsfield trails by 12. 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Shepherdson give and go. He tries to drive inside. Puts it up. Right-hander, no good. Spinard over the head of Moreno, but Moreno's able to get it. He goes to the bucket. He misses. And that's up to Arienti. Oh, it didn't go down. That's unbelievable. That was a bunny. That was a bunny, and it didn't go. Old Rochester with the basketball. Wide open look at a three from Moreno. And it goes down. 21 for Zach Moreno. Perry is going to come back into the game. He's at the scorer's table. Looks like Brennan's going to check back in as well. They're going to have the original starting five on the floor. Thompson nearly lost it, was able to get it back. He's going to move into the paint. Dishes off to Arienti, who puts it down. 47-34. Inside quickly the other way. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Brown, and Brown didn't like it. Cardoso comes in to calm him down. That's the third for Brown. Perry and Brennan check back into the game. Change of plans. They're going to take Brown out with his three fouls. Cardoso stays on the floor. Gavin Martin checks out with his three fouls. Old Rochester basketball underneath their own bucket. Little give and go play there with Butler. Butler, it gets knocked out of bounds. Good job by Thompson to knock that out. Shepherdson, Perry, Cardoso, Brennan, Thompson. Those are the five on the floor for the Generals right now. Butler inbounds. Moreno just outside the midcourt circle. Has Thompson in his shirt. Spinard kicked back out, thought about the three. Now he's going to take it, and he's going to make it. John Butler. ...14 points for Butler. Timeout on the floor. We'll take it with him. 3:28 to go. 50-34. Old Rochester with the lead here on 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Let's take a moment to talk about your wellness. Financial wellness, that is.
Deposit a portion of your everyday paycheck directly into your savings account. Set it and forget it and watch your money grow.
When shopping, grab a basket instead of a cart to avoid impulse buys. Or even better, write a shopping list and stick to it.
This money hack brought to you by your neighbors at Greylock Federal Credit Union. All financial education and coaching resources are free and open to the public. Greylock Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Once again, thank you to Greylock Federal Credit Union for underwriting this broadcast, allowing us to come on out here to Worcester to cover this ball game for you as Pittsfield tries to get to the state championship game. But they have work to do. They are going to have to make up a 16-point deficit. 3:28 to go here in the third quarter, 50-34, Old Rochester with the lead. Every time it feels like Pittsfield is going to get something going, Old Rochester just puts on a run and puts their backs up against the wall. Malachi Perry, who left the game for a little bit after picking up a technical foul, comes back in. He's got the basketball, works it over to Thompson. Thompson fakes left, goes right. Now he'll draw a foul. And that'll be the second on Besanson. Second team foul. It'll send Thompson to the free throw line. Off the back iron, no good. 2 for 12 from the free throw line. Makes the second. The free throw shooting has been an issue. 3 for 13. Old Rochester the other way. It's a 15-point ball game. Generals need a stop. Azanson baseline with Perry in his face. Trying to find somewhere to go with it, and it's intercepted. Old Rochester wanted a timeout. The referee didn't give it to him. Cardoso the other way puts it home. He's got 4. It's a 13-point game. Butler moves into the paint. Through 4 Pittsfield defenders, he puts it up and in, and he'll go to the free throw line. That is going to be, I didn't catch the number. That's the last foul to give for the Generals. That'll be on Cardoso, his second. Oh, boy. Butler finishes the 3-point play. 17 for John Butler. Perry. Too strong off the glass. Cardoso comes in with the rebound. And after 14 bounces off the rim, it goes down. Cardoso, who he didn't see in the quarterfinal, has paid dividends tonight. Moves inside, puts it up. Butler again. 19 for Butler. 16-point game, 2:15 to go in the third. Thompson gets fouled. Butler cannot believe it's on him. It'll be his third. Team third, it will send Thompson to the free throw line where he is 1 for 2 so far. Pittsfield needs these free throws in the worst way. He misses the first. Makes the second. Shepherdson going to check back into the game. Prosper Azan checks out. Bulldogs with the basketball. 2 minutes to go in the third. Top of the key for Butler. Fires the 3-ball. Comes up short. Thompson pulls down the rebound. Generals have numbers. Pass off to Brennan. Brennan misses it. Battle for the rebound. Spinard comes away with it. Martin. Oh, 3-pointers up and in. Was that the dagger by Zach Moreno? It's an 18-point lead. Thompson behind the back. Shepherdson inside, knocked out of bounds. It'll remain with Pittsfield High. Ten points in the third quarter for John Butler. Ten points for Zach Moreno. They've got 22 here in the third. Arienti going to check back in. Perry checks out for a minute, but he's going to check back in on the next whistle. As Shepherdson gets rejected, shooting for 3. It's going to stay with Pittsfield High. Perry going to come back in. Brennan going to come back out. And a foul on the inbound to Perry. I believe that's their last one to give. Nope, that was the team fourth. So that was their last one to give. So PHS will be shooting free throws the rest of the quarter. Back to Cardoso. Shepherdson. Brown. Shepherdson for 3. Puts it up. In and out, no good.
Spinard pulls down the rebound. A minute to go in the third. Spinard to Oliveira. Bezanson drew a foul but didn't get the call. Didn't get it that time either. Pittsfield comes away with the basketball. Now they're going to call it. Oh, they're going to call it on Bezanson. All right, I'm from Pittsfield. That was ridiculous. Bezanson got fouled four times on that play and then gets called for a foul for nothing on the other end. So Malachi Perry goes to the free throw line. Big break for the Generals there. Makes the first. Makes the second. 4 of 6 here in the second half so far for the Generals. Big improvement. But still, you're going to have to look back at those numbers. A steal there. As Perry comes the other way, goes inside, missed it. To Martin, who puts it in on the long pass. Martin has 6. Lead back up to 18. Shot clock is off. Shepherdson behind the back. Over to Brown. Back to Shepherdson. Cardoso. Long three. That comes up short. Arrieta pulls down the rebound. Shepherdson top of the key. That is no good. Arrieta grabs the rebound. He can't finish. Spinard comes away with the rebound. At the buzzer. No good. Well, a 7-0 run to open up the third quarter sort of set the tone for Old Rochester. They lead 60-42 as we get ready for the fourth quarter. Pittsfield needs something big, and they need it now. And we'll have the fourth quarter coming up here on WTBR after this word from Greylock Federal Credit Union.
Let's take a moment to talk about your wellness. Financial wellness, that is.
Start saving early. Even if it is $5 a week, setting aside money on a regular basis builds the habit of saving.
Just because you have a coupon doesn't mean you need to buy it now.
This money hack brought to you by your neighbors at Greylock Federal Credit Union. All financial education and coaching resources are free and open to the public. Greylock Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Pittsfield trails by 18 going into the fourth quarter at 60-42. Bob Heck here live from Worcester State University. Generals getting to their first Final Four since 1973. They'd like to take it a step further. But they're going to have to make something happen. We're in borderline miracle territory now. Old Rochester basketball to start things off. Spinard, free throw jumper, makes it. Well, they've kept Spinard off the scoreboard until this point. Perry inside, puts it up, in. Malachi Perry's been trying to take this thing over. 62-44, 7:30 to go in the ballgame. Old Rochester with the lead in the basketball. Spinard kicked back out. Moreno misses. They're going to call a foul, I believe, on Arrieta. Arrieta's third. Old Rochester quick. Corner three, and he makes it. John Butler. The Butler did it again. Brown, long three. That's no good. And Butler pulls down the rebounds. Butler. Spinard. Kick down low. And out of bounds. It's going to be Pittsfield basketball. 6:43 to go in the game. 65-44. Old Rochester with the lead. Old Rochester, second straight appearance in the Final Four. Looking to punch their ticket to the state championship game. Perry misses everything. He was trying to draw the foul. He didn't get it. Butler missed it. Spinard tried to grab it. He goes out of bounds. And the Pittsfield fans are... Spinard is... Spinard seems like that guy you love to have on your team, but if he's not on your team, you don't like him very much. He may need an escort out of here. Shepherd's in the other way. Puts it home. It's a 19-point game. Full court pressure now for the Generals. Doesn't get anything done as Moreno moves into the paint. Puts it up. Good pass. Good rejection by Arienti, but it was rejected to Shepherdson, who was standing out of bounds at the time, so it'll remain with Old Rochester. The Taconic Thunder will look to punch their ticket Wednesday night. We'll have live coverage of that here on WTBR as well. Three-pointer for Butler. By that reaction, you could tell he made it. 25 in the game. Arienti makes one down the other end. They're going to have to put a lot of those together. Back within 19. Spinard nearly had it intercepted. Wide open look for Moreno for three. Pittsfield will lament those missed three throws. Those points in the paint. Brown moves inside, puts it up, puts it in. Only 5 points in the game for Nunu Brown. Butler, coast to coast, doesn't go down, but draws a foul. That's going to be on Malachi Perry, his third. Well, they're going to call it his fourth. So I guess they gave him a common foul and a technical earlier. So now he's got four fouls. Butler in and out, no good. That's his first missed free throw. Spinard's going to come out of the game. Finn Cavanaugh is going to check in. 4:52 to go. It is 72-51 after Butler picks up the free throw, and Old Rochester is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with them. And we'll get another word from Greylock Federal Credit Union, our generous underwriter for this ball game.
Let's take a moment to talk about your wellness. Financial wellness, that is. If you're an impulse shopper, practice the two-day rule. Instead of making that impulse buy when you first see it, leave it on the shelf. In 2 days, if you still need it, then consider going back to buy it.
This money hack brought to you by your neighbors at Greylock Federal Credit Union. All financial education and coaching resources are free and open to the public. Greylock Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Zach Moreno with 27 points. John Butler with 26 for Old Rochester. Malachi Perry leading the way for the Generals with 16, but he's got four fouls. It's a 21-point game. Old Rochester in command with 4:52 to go. Old Rochester going to settle off the full-court pressure. Generals going from left to right. Brown across midcourt, Brennan back to Brown. Thought about the really long three.
Kicked inside, Arrieta off the glass, no good. Those opportunities have been there all night for the Generals. They just haven't been able to cash in on them. Martin loses the handle, goes out of bounds, and regenerate basketball. But every empty possession for the Generals is bad news now. They can't have empty possessions, and they're going to make stops. Long three by Brennan. That's no good. Another empty possession for the Generals. Martin pulls down the rebound. Generals going to play full court pressure, but Martin able to easily get past it. Martin behind the back. Shepherdson working on him. Tries to go baseline. Kicks back out to Kavanaugh, who tries the long three. Arrieta got a finger on it. Perry got the basketball. He's moving into the paint. He's going to slam it down. ...18 for Perry. They're going to need a lot more than that. There's a turnover. Here come the Generals again. Perry off to Brown, who finishes. Four quick points for the Generals. I mean, they'd probably make a documentary, a Netflix documentary about this game if Pittsfield comes back, but they still got a pulse here with 3:23 to go, although old Rochester seems to be slowing things down. Kicked into the corner, Kavanaugh for three. No good. And the putback by Chase Bezanson. Haven't said his name in a while, but that might have done it. Brown long three. He makes it. Okay. Full court man now for the Generals, although they forgot Kavanaugh, but they are able to strip it away. Up to Shepherdson. Shepherdson goes to the bucket and puts it home. Old Rochester's going to take a timeout as the Generals pull within 14. I mean, it's still, they still need a miracle. But, okay, they still got a pulse. 2:39 to go. Old Rochester 74, Pittsfield 61. And once again, thank our underwriter for this event, Greylock Federal Credit Union. They allowed us to come on out here and cover this for you guys. So thanks again to Greylock Federal Credit Union. You can find them online at greylock.org. We're here at Worcester State University. 27 points for Zach Moreno, 26 for John Butler. Malachi Perry with 18, Shepherdson with 11, 10 for Deshaun Brown, Nunu. He's got 7 here in the fourth quarter. Old Rochester letting off the gas a little bit here with the game seemingly in hand, and Steve Carvalho was not a fan of that. He called a timeout. That sort of lit his team up a little bit. Full court pressure from the Generals. They are able to inbounds. Butler gets across midcourt, gets it over to Martin. Butler, pass. Bezanson finishes. ...16-point game, 2:18 to go. Shepherdson inside, puts it up, puts it in. He'll go to the free throw line. Believe that'll be the first on Zach Moreno, first team foul. Shepherdson to the free throw line, finishes the 3-point play. Free throw shooting's been improved here in the second half, but it's probably going to be too little too late. 13-point game. Bezanson wide open, puts it home. 15 for Chase Bezanson. Shepherdson kicked back. Brennan loses the handle, goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Generals. 2 minutes to go. 78-63, Old Rochester. Getting ready to head up to the Sangus Center in Lowell.
this weekend because they look like they have a date in the state championship game. There's a turnover for Old Rochester. Up to Butler. And there's a turnover by Perry. Perry's going to move into the paint. He's going to kick it into the corner. Gets knocked out of bounds. Good job by Moreno to prevent a wide open corner three. We'll give Pittsfield credit. They traveled well as a fan base, as Perry's going to have an opportunity to three-point play. That'll be the third on Spinard. Makes the free throw. 12 with under a minute to go. Perry draws, picks up a foul. That's going to be number five if it was on Perry. Perry's going to come out of the game. He gives a hug to Shepherdson and gets a standing ovation from the PHS crowd. A terrific season for Malachi Perry. He'll finish with 18 points. The state championship game, as Breon Thompson called for the foul. That was Pittsfield's last foul to give. And they'll foul Gavin Martin. That's going to be on Brown. That's his fourth. So Gavin Martin has not been to the free throw line tonight. He's got 6 points. Makes the first. But a remarkable season for the Pittsfield Generals regardless. Misses the second. And Chase Bazanson puts that one down. He has 17. For the first time since 1973, 51 years, the Generals have been away from the Final Four. So congratulations to them for getting this far. But that run is going to come. Brown hits a long, long three. That run is going to come come to an end at the hands of Old Rochester. Oh, Pittsfield created a turnover. I mean, look, Makai Shepherdson authored that tremendous comeback for Taconic 2 years ago against PHS. Brown misses back iron, and that should pretty much do it. Pittsfield going to foul, though. 45.4 seconds to go. Going to send Gavin Martin to the free throw line again. Gavin Martin, the line will shoot two. They just ran into that team that was big and fast, and that was always going to be the concern for Pittsfield High. As Old Rochester empties their bench. Secure with a 12-point lead and counting. Jaden Barton going to come in for Pittsfield. Martin makes the free throw and comes out of the game. ...43 seconds and counting in Pittsfield season. Shepherdson is able to draw a foul. You can hear the old Rochester faithful. Let's see, Braden Christopher is going to be called for the foul. Shepherdson is going to go to the free throw line. This is the first. This is the second. Kicked into the corner. John Higgins moves into the paint. They're just going to run this clock down. Brody Hiles into Hunter Horsey. And a turnover. Gets it up to Brown. Brown tries the long three and makes it. 13 points for Deshaun Brown in the fourth quarter, but it's not enough. The old Rochester Bulldogs are heading to the state championship game. And the first season that's gone this far for the Pittsfield Generals since in 51 years comes to an end in the Final Four. Your final score, Old Rochester 82, Pittsfield 72. And once again, want to thank Greylock Federal Credit Union for underwriting this broadcast. And we will be back out here Wednesday as the Taconic Thunder look to be a Pittsfield representative in the state championship game. And they're going to take on Charlestown. That's a 7 o'clock start. We'll be on the air at 6:55 unless the game goes to overtime previous again. So we shall see. Thanks for tuning in to WTBR, and we'll talk to you again on Wednesday night. Congratulations to Old Rochester moving on to the state final. Have a great night, everybody.